AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
When you had the little LA gear tag hanging off your shoes.
Going it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, and I'm a horse Monday.
I'm a horse.
And galloping. We're here until galloping until 7 p.m. David Bastille will be along at 7, from 7 until 8 for Dodger Talk. That is the schedule all week long. Dan Patrick at 6, Colin at 9, Rogan and Rodney at noon, Petros and Money 3 to 7, and then David Vasse 7 until 8. Before old Swollen Dome and Jason Smith take over via Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, all the way through morning. I'll be on with Clay Travis at 5:20, our dear friend Ben Maller overnight, keeping people going 24/7 on the radio on AM 570 LA Sports. That's right. We take pride in our jobs. And we want to put a grand in your hand, too. Every weekday hour between 7 and 7, we're going to give you the keyword. Like, you'll hear it. You know, it'll be like, key or something like that. It's always something confusing. Text the keyword
Swish
to 200-200. If you get a call back from the number you don't recognize, maybe a 513 area code, according to some, answer it, because you could be winning $1,000 just for being a friend of the Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports. So we really, really encourage you.
You do.
We encourage you to do that. Are we giving away Ralph's cards, Kate? Can we give one away here?
Later on this hour, I believe.
Later on this hour?
What about right now?
How about before the top of the hour?
Sure.
How about just right now?
How about later on the
hour?
All
right, if you're going to be that way about it, fine.
Can I make a quick point?
Please. Is it about the cooking show we're watching?
Because we can't eat food out right now, this is a terrible thing.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Like, it is really. We've now watched
like an
episode and a
show
half of Man versus Food, and I am dying right now watching the food.
Yeah, the old Man versus Food guy died, obviously. His heart exploded. So this is a new guy.
He did not die, but he said his heart was going to explode.
This is a new guy. This is a new fat guy.
I like this new guy. But this is not good. And in an age where we currently are eating at home regularly and not going to Staples for
delicious. You know, you can order DoorDash.
You can.
But you have to wipe down the bag, I guess.
You really went to In-N-Out and got takeout? Really?
And then people are going to jump on you and shame you, Matt, for going to the hardware store.
And
going to the beach. That sand is filthy. This guy looks like Danny DeVito making a pizza, too.
He does.
I'm tired of this.
Should I turn it off?
No, leave it on.
It looks so good.
Freaking hungry as hell.
Right?
Starving like a freaking animal. All right, it is time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
Matt.
The word of the day.
Today's word is major laser. Because, downloading stuff and watching stuff on your computer is a big part of getting through the age of coronavirus.
Indeed.
Unless, you know, you're picking up dead fruits or heading out to the hardware store or making a sand ramp.
Hardware.
Or if you're Kate's and you're hanging out on the curb at Don Cuco's because you love the place that much.
Social distance partying.
Hey, can I get a lighter? Sure. Would you wrap it in that that wipe? You know what? How about you don't use the lighter then? Just light it off your car. Go light it off your car engine.
Oh, God. The days when we had cigarette lighters in the car.
Oh.
Let me go pop it real quick.
My son burned his finger with one the other day. They had one in my wife's car, and he came in screaming. I was like,
"What?
How?
My
I
wife?
Was like,
what is your wife driving? A 75 old?
No, it's
wow,
pretty
that's
modern
crazy.
Car. I mean, it's like the car's 2 years old.
Holy crap!
It has a cigarette lighter, and he was like, "Ah!" out. I was like, what did you do? I was like, what did you? He was like, I pushed the thing. I was like, what thing? What are you talking about? Were you in the engine? Did you touch a chemical? What did you do?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's got one.
I haven't
one.
Seen a car lighter in 10 years.
Well, most people just, they have the little intro because, you know, now you could put stuff in there.
Right,
it's a charging
right.
thing. But this one has the thing with a little picture of a cigarette, too.
That is unreal.
Germans.
Go figure.
Matt, the show, the Major Lazer cartoon, was put out for everybody because it's a hard time and people are just making a lot of content that normally isn't free. They put out the whole series of Major Lazer, who's a DJ guy named Diplo. You guys have heard of Diplo.
Oh, yeah.
And Walshy Fire and all kinds of cool people made this cartoon for FXX. It's like 10 or 11 minute segments. Play the little intro song. Because, you know, it's all techno down. Yeah. J.K. Simmons, your favorite.
Love.
Plays a very angry man in it. You'll love it. Drops all kinds of F-bombs and everything. John Boyega is on there, the guy from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Many others. Ezra Koenig from Vampire Weekend is on there. They released multiple episodes on YouTube on Saturday, and I enjoyed watching them and sending them out to my friends. I don't really have that many friends. I would especially recommend the Throwback Thursday episode, which is awesome.
Okay.
And the Vampire Weekend episode or the K-pop episode. So check out Major Lazer, free on YouTube during quarantine. Totally PMS approved. And here's Matt with the number.
Here's my number.
Number of the day. Forgot that I did this as number. Relatable. I like to think, and maybe I'm putting this out there for support from those of you out there.
Don't get another TITS going, Matt. Another take it to Smith, and you just can't afford it right now.
Or maybe I'm putting this out there so yous can relate to me. And I saw everybody change. Number of the day is one. Panic attack. / argument I had with the wife. First one, really, outside of a couple snarky comments I lobbed in her direction over the quarantine that started last week. She freaked out when Instacart said it would have no deliveries until Friday.
What, next week?
Yeah, like there will be no, the next available delivery for Ralph's is Friday.
Yeah, they're about 6 days out right now.
And she freaked the F out. And she starts getting her Google on. And she's Googling it up and giving me stories about 72 hours, National Guard, total state lockdown.
The National Guard is going to come around you like a noose
and
slowly come out of the cracks, and they will bring you down.
And grocery stores are going to be closed, and we're going to shelter in place, and you're going to have to schedule a trip to the grocery store. And I said, listen to me. And I said this in the last segment. I said, no places have run out of food. You have not seen anything about the coronavirus, and they don't have food in Italy, or they don't have food in China or South Africa. None of that is happening. Well, we don't have enough fruit. We don't have enough veggies. I said, we have got dried pasta for the next 2 months. God forbid something happen. We have had pasta forever. We've got more pasta. We're good. Well, if you're fine eating pasta for 2 months, I said, yeah. You know what? If it got bad enough,
yeah. If there's martial law,
then guess what? I am okay. Yeah. I am okay eating. Well, what about my brother? I said, what about your brother? She goes on to detail that he's got, like, I don't know, meat for years. He's like, well, your brother
is... Does he have, like, a meat silo?
He's got, like, one of those big freezers in his garage.
He's got a meat silo.
Like, a meat silo. I was like, your brother is like a primordial carnivore. He eats, like, Mastro's and Captain Jack's, like, twice a week. That's his diet. Fine. I don't care. We are good.
Well, when you run out of food, you can go back to the market, which isn't closing.
Which is what, like, I resorted to almost virtue shaming. I was like, hey.
Virtue shame?
Other people need this stuff too, you know. You know, if you buy it, then it's out there for somebody else. Let's not forget about that. So if you want to get 15 boxes of mac and cheese for our daughter because it's her favorite food ever, how about we just get three?
When I was over at Trader Giuseppe's, they only let you buy two of everything
anyway. That's what I said. I said, so you're going to go every day and buy two of everything?
Right.
And then what? And then what are we going to do with all this food? Meanwhile, I'm getting yelled at for eating non-perishables. Like, we have vegetables. We have lunch meat. Why are you eating peanut butter and jelly? Wait, We just had this discussion that we have pasta for 2 months and that you don't want to eat pasta for 2 months, but I can't eat the peanut butter.
What was her stance on your remote control vehicles?
She seemed fine. She seemed okay.
Did you tell her maybe you could drive the remote control vehicle down to the liquor store and load it up with stuff and bring it back?
She did get upset when I showed up with beer and no tequila. She's like, we're out of tequila, and you show up with 3 six-packs of beer? It's like, I didn't know we were out of tequila.
Did you see the video of the one King player for the LA Kings sending a drone over to another Kings player to deliver him toilet paper in Manhattan Beach?
That's pretty good.
It was Jeff Carter.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
There we go. See? Maybe I just need to get a drone and I can go to my brother's house and I can scoop up some shrimp and drone it back to our house.
What if he shoots it out of the sky because he doesn't want to give you anything?
He does have that capability.
Oh, I believe
you. Yes, he definitely has that capability.
Anybody that stockpiles meat also stockpiles weapons.
Ammo.
Yeah, we all know that.
He definitely has that capability.
Well, you know, these are all things that we're learning.
Yes.
During the lockdown. The world is going God, look at that sandwich. Son of a bitch.
I'm dying. Why did this go?
Is the doghouse open? Tomorrow we're ordering from the doghouse.
If it's open,
we're going to DoorDash the doghouse, and then Matt can wipe down our dogs.
I will wipe down all the paper goods. I will wipe down the buns. I do have the disinfectant wipe. I wiped the plastic spoon from the kitchen before I put it in my yogurt, and it did not make a pleasant taste.
No, Matt is not supposed to eat. Ronnie, song of the day.
This is the song of the day.
You're going to get sick eating disinfectant.
I know.
Isolation is our song of the day from the band Joy Division. Beginning a brand new week right here on the Petros and Money Show, I'm a Horse Monday, broadcasting live from the deserted iHeartRadio building in downtown Burbank, where essential personnel only are working hard to provide 4 hours of great sports talk while you safely live your lives in isolation with AM 570 as your constant companion.
Thank you, Ronnie.
I think I'll be better at the next social distancing party I get invited to. If I'm invited to another, I probably won't be.
cut the Pepperdine family out.
Yeah, I think we're out.
They're out.
No, not my wife, but I think I'm out. Because no
my
one,
wife!
Because I'm in the world, you know?
Dana? No, I won't. If it means I can't come, I won't bring him. I need to get out.
Well, she went out without me on Saturday. I put the kids to bed. She went to a social distancing thing. And they seem much more apt to be close to her than they were to me. Do I really seem like Pigpen?
No.
To you?
I'm. You know me. I'm staying away from everyone but you and Kate's. Now, I'm not going near G-Damn Ronnie. That's for sure.
Why? Ronnie's the most isolated of any of us. Except for the Disneyland.
No. These are the four people that I have broken, to some degree, the social distance rules and regulations.
And Don.
And Don.
And Blackmore.
Bad news, guys. Doghouse in Burbank temporarily closed.
Damn. Ciao, Christina. Chow Christina's got to be making food.
What if I bring in an indoor propane grill and we grill up some dogs?
My man, the building's on fire.
There's the good news.
the building is more disinfected than ever.
Nobody died because there was nobody there. The bad news is money burnt the damn building down. It would be appropriate.
Chow Christina, Kate?
Efforting.
Dino's?
You know, they're open.
We got to support Dino's local... Open. We got to support local Burbank
Get
business
some
this week.
Pizza.
We're ordering giant, giant portions of food.
This man versus food is killing me.
I can't take it.
Killing me.
I'm going to drink a Guinness just to take the edge off.
I second that. Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports. Next segment. Perhaps we'll give away that Ralph's gift card. $50.
Perhaps. We got to do it.
Do it. Download the Ralph's app. Order your groceries online. Have them delivered or picked up at select stores. Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse in Westfield Century City. Open for takeout. 50% off wine. 10% off to-go orders. Menu at delfriscos.com. And you can purchase meat. Grocery store's out of meat. Del Frisco's is not. You can purchase meat directly from Del Frisco's.
Matt joining us right now. One of Pittsburgh's most proud products. There is... A content machine for the NFL Network. Podcasting his ass off. Creating interesting stories in the offseason. And even now, he's much, much more indispensable than ever.
Indeed.
The Peisman Trophy. Things like this are evergreen that we can do even during the age of Cornemarius. He's got it all figured out, and he's a great guy. He's got a home in Pittsburgh. and Los Angeles from the NFL Network, and often here on the show as a fill-in, and we're very grateful, Dave Damashek on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline on the Petros and Money Show. What's cracking, Dave? Thank you for joining us.
Oh, certainly, fellas. What a thrill. Always a pleasure to join you, fellas. And really, I know we have a lot going on in society, but, you know, this is it's all coming to a head in football uniforms, too. I mean, this is really, you can't really have much football conversation right now without talking uniforms, whether it's the Rams or how the GOAT is going to look in that weird Buccaneers uniform. Indeed. Or the Falcons getting new getups or otherwise.
Well, let's keep it in perspective, you know, because there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, but there's nothing more important than what a team's going to look like when they take the field and what kind of logo you're going to wear on your hoodie or your hat. And I have a you better make damn sure that that I make sure people respect your uniform opinion, because you're right when you say and tweet out, the devil is in the details. It's about the shoelaces. It's about the face mask. It's about the hue of the color. But just your overall reaction first, when Charles Robinson tweeted out the hat, and then everybody said, no, that's not the logo. And then today, yeah, that's the logo. And then this weird rant. I mean, what was your reaction when you saw the rollout today?
Well, by the way, it's funny you say roll out, because the thing I appreciate, a lot of football guys are too tough, Petros. They're too serious about their craft to acknowledge the importance of a uniform. Yeah. And I'm pleased. I knew you know, Money and I go on and on about the get-ups. You know, he probably cares a little bit less than I do. But I know that you care, Petros, because you care about neck rolls, like our mutual pal Adam Carolla does. And
Steve Grogan wore one.
Is there anything more courageous than a QB wearing a neck roll?
He ran the ball like an animal, though. I mean, he had a long Merton Hanks neck
that
needed to be protected. But no, I think you're right. And football players that say, oh, I don't care, the uniform, they're all damn liars, too, because if you were in the locker room with those guys before a game, all they do is stand in the mirror and stare at themselves literally for like 15 minutes, like the 1,000-yard stare into the mirror looking at yourself in the uniform. So each and every one of those guys is a freaking liar, Damashek. But what was your thought about this logo? I mean, it could not have gone worse, in our opinion.
It's basically what, I mean, you know, it was kind of, we got the little carrot that then Demoff told us, no, to pay no mind to that. But now it is that logo. And as I said, you know, maybe I'm going against the tide here. Everybody wants to wring their hands and complain. But, you know, these are divisive times. And I think the show by the Los Angeles Rams going LAC to honor the team that they're sharing the new stadium with, I think that's a real show of unity and something that we should all be getting behind here.
Certainly. Now, the one thing...
Doesn't it say? I mean, that's what it looks like. It says LAC.
It looks like it says LAC. Did you see, Jim Everett tweeted out that he didn't like it, and then he backtracked as he's an ambassador for the team and said, oh, I was told that the C stands for champions, so now I'm behind it. So if in fact they acknowledge that is in the shape of a C, that's a disaster. Number one, but Dave, I would wonder where you come out on Kevin Demoff's position that number one in the priority list was getting the colors right, and that was the most important part, and that their self-described royal ram or ram royal blue and soul
white
are really the most important thing to take away from this.
It is, you know, yes. Another point that we should be collectively celebrating is that they went with the royal blue and gold, because imagine that was when the Rams first came back, there was a big push. Oh, they got to go Deacon Jones. They got to go Fearsome Foursome era blue and white. And that would have been a terrible move. You know, in fact, I guess we kind of witnessed that over the last few years with those subtle hints of metallic gold, which I would compare to a uniform. When they would wear that with the white horned helmet, it was this hodgepodge of looks and colors and everything. It looked very much like if a boy said for Halloween to his mom, I want to be a football man for Halloween. That's kind of what it looked like. She went to TJ Maxx. She went to TJ Maxx and kind of cobbled together the best she could find on the racks there. But yeah, I think that the blue and gold, the main thing is, you talk about the devil's in the details, and I don't know if everybody finds this as vexing as I have over the decades, but the Rams, where Royal or at the best, when Kurt Warner or Lawrence McCutcheon or Vince Ferragamo or anyone in between wore that blue and gold, it was the jersey is royal blue, but the helmet is navy blue, inexplicably.
Yes.
It's two different uniforms. So the main thing Demoff needs to do going forward is ensure that the blues match each other, and then we can worry about all the other little details.
Oh.
You know, I mean, because the little details are important, and the color is right, but isn't like saying, hey, we got the color right, like saying, hey, we didn't die. Like, I mean, isn't that kind of like aiming the bar, you know, just kind of low, you know? I mean, shouldn't they have done, I mean, this guy's incredible. It's like Ballmer, incredibly wealthy, great owner, willing to spend whatever, building a beautiful new stadium in Inglewood, but their logo sucks. I mean, the Clipper logo is almost worse.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I championed for many moons now for at least a decade and a half, and I think they've missed their window now. Ballmer was in a perfect spot to do it. They shouldn't have been the L.A. anythings. Obviously, this is a Lakers town no matter what happens in the next few years. They could win three straight, the Clips. It's still going to be a Lakers town. They should have zigged where the Lakers zagged and become the Hollywood somethings. I've debated this before. You could go the Hollywood Stars as an homage to a past organization in Los Angeles. The Hollywood Knights, you see. But now Vegas has taken that one for hockey. The Hollywood Rhinos, the double entendre. The Rhinos is a devastating, fearsome beast. But also the double entendre in these parts, because so many people in our population have had rhinoplasty. There's so many things they could have done.
Dave, how dare you? How dare you attack the LA?
I thought Republicans in name only, maybe.
Now, here, see if you agree with this here, Dave. I said my main issue with the abhorrent logo that has the LA and then the horn coming out of the A that's supposed to be a Rams horn is, I believe, they're a failed attempt at saying, hey, we're L.A.'s team because L.A.'s in our logo. See? So L.A., it's really important for us to have L.A. in there like the Dodgers do. But that Dodger logo is iconic, the interlocking L and the A. And it almost just seems forced. Like the graphic designer was tasked with making a logo that have the letters L and A in it. And that was the best they could do.
I mean, I don't know why you're straining Matt Money Smith to try and make sense of something that doesn't deserve it. It's very odd. I get it. I get where you're coming from. I like the spirit, more attempts to unify our society rather than cause division. But frankly, that falls on deaf ears. I think you're trying too hard there. Also, the font is terrible.
Yeah, it looks like a liquor store hat, Dave. It looks like a hat you'd buy in a liquor store.
Parking lot, liquor store.
It's a swap meet hat. Yeah,
well, I'm not the first person to point out that it really does look like a profile of our president, too. Once you look at that, it will be hard to shake that from your head. I think, then on the other hand, if in fact there is tumult brewing between the Chargers and the Rams, maybe the best thing the Rams could do is come out in powder blue jerseys with white hats with the all-important black numbers on the side of the hat. That's the thing that the current Chargers hat doesn't have, is the black number. That's what distinguished it as so special. And are they getting new uniforms too, Matt Money Smith? Can you break some news here?
No, I don't believe so. I think last year when they said that the powder blue would become their core home uniform, that was kind of their big announcement. They just did it a year early.
That's one thing that's not their problem.
Right.
You know, their logo and their colors.
They went to the yellow face mask.
Yeah,
they went to the powder blue. Looks great.
But for you, Demoshek, like you're a positive.
You guys are wrong. The pants stripe for the Chargers is where it goes wrong, because the lightning bolt is supposed to replace the conventional pants stripe.
Yeah, you're right.
Instead,
now
have a lightning bolt plus a border of regular.
Right.
It makes no sense.
You're right.
Devil's in the details.
Dave Demoshek is our guest from the NFL Network, a fabulous man when it comes to talking football, especially football obscurities like logos and Steve Grogan's neck. I do. This is really sad, I hate to have to read this text to you, Dave, but I'm going to read it. It says,
secret text, us a line. Sold out to Chevy.
It says, P, I'm listening on iHeart with my mom in Tucson. And when Dave just said, Petros, you know about neck rolls, my mom spit out her iced coffee all over my dash because she thought he was making fun of you for being fat or having rolls on your neck. It took me two or three red lights to stop to get her to believe that he meant padding for the neck. Sadly, I know about both styles of neck rolls. But Dave Damashek was only referring to a cowboy collar. Now, do you discern between a cowboy collar, a neck roll, a toilet seat neck roll, a neck roll with an extra donut on the back? Brian Cox, wall neck roll. I mean, what are we talking about here?
First of all, I love the fact that the mom, despite the texter saying, no, he's talking about a football thing for protection. And she's like, no, he has to be talking about Petros' legendarily fat neck roll.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe it could be anything else.
I look like the attorney general.
I
got a big ass head, dude. Kidding. That guy looks like a bull.
It's like Barry Minter out there.
What was that thing, the Brian Cox thing? That
was always
a weird one.
It was like a board. Yeah, it was like it kept his head from getting knocked back. But you could have the donut. I had the donut one year in high school, and I looked literally like a hunchback.
and
with skinny-ass arms coming out. I never had the toilet seat. See, Eric Dickerson was the toilet
yes.
seat.
Dickerson was the toilet seat.
Yeah,
I did rock a cowboy collar.
Right.
And that was the one that bent out.
The cowboy collar
yeah.
was like you put it on under your shoulder pads, and then you put your shoulder pads on top, and it came out of your shoulder pads, where the other ones were like tied to your actual shoulder pads. But it like happened overnight. One morning I woke up and neck rolls weren't cool anymore. And I was like,
you're out.
And then it was like, oh my God, I'm playing without a protected neck. Oh my God. But I never looked
back. How do you think Franco Harris felt? Franco Harris had, forget about neck rolls. He had those hip things that, those hip pads that stuck 2 feet up in,
the
were almost.
Oh, right, up the side.
Yeah, and you could use them almost like a chair, like arms on a chair. If you were like, you could rest your arms on them and fold them out. Those were terrible.
Yeah, what happened to those? And I'll tell you this, while we're talking about proper protection for football players, I find this, I'm obviously this is old news to you, Petros, but I cannot get over one of the great revelations of interacting with pro football guys over the last decade or so has been that no one wears a cup. How is it possible?
Oh, no, never.
And I get that it causes chafing.
You
how
can't
is it
run.
Possible that there's never been a devastating explosion? How has no one ever suffered the potential repercussions of this?
They have, A. They just say it's something different. I mean, I got my penis horribly bruised and my urethra. No, seriously, my urethra. Like, I don't remember who did it. It was Champ Simmons. Remember Champ Simmons, who played at Washington State and transferred to USC? Anyway, he hit me right with the crown of his helmet right onto my not on my balls, mind you, but
on the
on
the twig part,
the actual
not the berries, but the twig.
Yeah, the phallic part of the phallus. And I remember going to the sideline, and they were like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "Did you get hit in the balls?" I was like, "No,
he broke my D."
And then that's what I said. It happens, but it is impossible to move in the ballet-like way that beautiful athletes like football players move with a cup on. It's just too it's too restricting.
I get it. I guess I would think that there would be some severe repercussions.
Well, there
for
are
it, but we as a public that aren't aware of until just now.
We are at risk. But the other part, and
never had a catheter. There's severe repercussions.
For me, this was true. Football's so scary, honestly, that your balls kind of go up. You know, they kind of suck up. They kind of become ovaries, you know, especially on 4th and 1. You know, it's kind of hard to find your balls. You know what I mean?
Your figurative balls are there.
Yeah.
But your literal balls
like
are
gone.
Like
when they're saying, that guy's nuts dropped today. It's like, well, you better make sure he puts them back up there because they could get socked. Got to protect those
fascinating
nuts.
Physiological insight from Petros. I love that. That makes perfect sense to
Nobody's
me, sure.
balls are swinging low in the middle of a game. You know, everybody's taught. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're just out there.
I guess.
You know, your nerves take care of your sack.
Dave, we would be remiss if we did not ask. Because anybody that follows you on the Twitter at Damashek, that listens to the DDFP, the Dave Damashek football program, or any of your many outlets.
Frequent appearances by Matt Money Smith.
Very popular show.
I appreciate
a lot of texts about the Dave Damashek football show.
You do a great bit of work there multiple times a week. People subscribe to that. You are a known Steelers fan supporter, so I would love to hear where you come out and how you would describe Ben Roethlisberger's appearance in the video that is a plea for Pittsburghians and Steeler fans to stay home.
Why does everybody got to be so mean? What did Big Ben ever do to
anyone? I'm not being mean. I'm asking your observations and your reaction to what the man looks like right now.
You know what? I hope he never shaves that beard, and chin strap be damned. I hope he comes out and wears that thing for the entire season, and he doesn't shear that thing off until after he hoists the Lombardi trophy on the stand.
How much do you think he weighs?
Of all.
How much do you think he weighs right now?
Listen, well, that's not my concern. I've had quarterbacks before. We've had heavy set. He's an elder statesman at this point. I'll thank you to show him a bit of respect. And by the way, he's not the footloose and fancy free 20-something-year-old Roethlisberger.
No.
That wowed football America. He's a stand in the pocket sort of fella at this point. He can pack on a couple extra pounds if that's his wish.
He weighs more than DeCastro.
he's bigger than the center.
Bigger than the guard in the center.
Yeah, he is, and he looks literally the size of the clock. He is the size
of the actual.
Is he bigger
though than like again glass half full? Is he bigger than? Is he heavier than Dante Culpepper was at Culpepper's biggest? I mean, who's the fattest QB to succeed in the NFL? That maybe is all that Roethlisberger
has. When his ankle
has.
Broke and they had to pick him up at Marshall
and walk him
and
down
all those guys. None of those guys are ever the same. They all threw their back out. It was a great moment.
Yeah, listen, I don't. I like it. You know, they like to. People who do what you guys do up in that broadcast booth like to make comments about like this is a defense. This football team has a blue collar style that really appeals to the citizenry, as though in Los Angeles or Miami, if the Dolphins win the Super Bowl in 2020 because of a stout defense, a shutdown defense that the locals there will be like. I can't relate to it. Can't get into it. The
not defense enough South is Beach too style.
Good. You know, it's sunny here. How can I find this relatable?
There just wasn't enough pizzazz for South Beach. Even though they won the Super Bowl. You're right, Damashek. You're always right. And I would thank you to return. And please give us another update when the actual Ram uniforms are released so we can have a very similar conversation as to this one.
All right. Best friend of the show, Don, may not care for the city of Pittsburgh, but I certainly do. And so he is the
it's not that
the
he didn't
yin
care,
to my yang.
Dave. He just got an offer from UCLA. He got an offer from Pitt, and he also got an offer from his dream school at UCLA.
Sean Miller was his
host.
His host, yeah.
And John Calipari was the coach that host. Of course, he said he couldn't turn down Cal. That's the only reason he took the visit. Had nothing to do with your beliefs.
I respect Don. I like his work. I enjoyed his career in basketball. But he's a human being, and he made a mistake like everybody else does. That's one we can all grow on.
When Damashek gets a headache, he takes Bayer aspirin because it's based in Pittsburgh. thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Anytime, fellas. Go get them. Appreciate the great work you guys are always doing.
We're trying.
And tell the Bobby Moore story.
Thank you, Dave. It's his favorite.
Hey, Bobby Moore! We'll be right back with more. We got a Secret Text Sosa Rodeo Roundup. We got so much show left for the people. Kate's has something he says he wants to do. Matt's got a logo shame the Rams.
Keep it going.
We got a logo shame.
Thread it through, guys. Thread it through.
I'll tell you about my Trader Joe's trip.
Oh, yeah. I bet that was an
event. Well, it was a real travel trip. Dodger Talk coming up at 7. Make me
feel. Yeah, Metro and Money, AM 570, LA Sports. Let's give away that Ralph's gift card. How about caller 10 right now? 866-987-2570. Remember, Ralph's. has an app. You download the Rouse app, you order your groceries online, select stores available for pickup, or you can have your groceries delivered. Again, that is the Rouse app. Download it on your smart device, and that certainly will make getting those groceries a heck of a lot easier. Caller 10 right now, 866-987-2557.
Matt, right now, the secret text also line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Much like a menthol cigarette. Is alive with pleasure.
When I hear that, I get a little itch.
And then they did ads to kill us folk with the menthol cigarettes.
And I remember when that was all that was available, I was like,
hey,
you know what?
No problem with that.
I'm all right with it. No problem.
There was an African-American gentleman in the other room while one of those menthol cigarette commercials was playing, and he said, you know, no black people under the age of 70 even know what a menthol cigarette is. I said, hey, I don't know. But Chevy knows when your community is faced with adversity, we find a way to get through it. Chevrolet is committed to helping you any way we can, from answering your vehicle questions related to service and everything in between. Visit ChevyCares.com to learn more. Matt, I got some texts here. Now, there's only one thing worse than going out and interacting or whatever during the coronavirus lockdown, as Steve Bush, our friend, wrote the great jingle. There's only one thing worse, and that is sitting at home on social media monitoring who is where so you can jump on them.
Judge them.
And shame them.
Out them.
And that happened with your, like a guy outside like a high school. There's like some teenage kids playing basketball. Look at them. Look at them. They're back out there.
What are they doing?
Look at them.
Where are their parents?
It's like, yeah, those kids are wrong. But you're a douche too. Somebody jumped on you, Matt. I can't believe the Duke of Disinfectant, a.k.a. Matt Smith, went out of the house for shame. Oh, Matt looks like he goes out of the house 3-4 times a day, guys.
For shame.
Walk the dog twice.
Yeah, he walks.
I upset people when they walk toward me. I walk into the street and around them. They think I don't like their dog or something. It's like, no, just social distancing.
I don't like you.
Just social distancing, that's all.
EPO. I'm the packaged gas industry servicing production and medical person, and I'm an EPO, and I drank an 18-pack last night, and I still went to work. And he did a little picture of it.
EPO.
Way to go.
We embrace all you EPOs.
Hey, P, catching up with Frogman Friday and heard you discuss and dusting off some of the segments Frogman of the past. May I suggest a round or two of Take It to Smith, tits, T-I-T-S.
That's true.
Always a crowd pleaser. Somebody just took it to Smith right there, called him the Duke of Disinfectant right there. Cates, but there's some people that have to take it to you, Cates. Where are you, Cates? Remember on Friday when you said you were going to drink wine from a bourbon bottle? This one says, wine from a bourbon bottle, Cates is white trash. This one
That's
says,
true.
Red wine cab, quote unquote, Cates is a real bumpkin.
He is.
Wait a second. It was wine that was made
that
is
aged. Yes, we know. We know it was aged in bourbon casks. We know.
We get it.
They're just, you know, it's kind of like the chronic taco thing, Cates.
All right, Matt, we'll be right back with Only Cates Cares.
Oh, we're going to give him an Only Cates Cares today?
Give him an Only Cates Cares. He's been working hard all weekend.
Oh, we're going to gift him an Only Cates Cares?
Well, I wouldn't look at it like that. Stay out of the hardware store.